Hello.
Goodness, look at you.
Oh, it's so nice to see you.
Nice to see you too. How
This
are
is
you?
like such a treat.
And thanks for setting this up. This
It's
is
so
so,
cool.
I really appreciate it. It looks gray outside.
Yeah, it's really not, it's like wintery, I guess, but no snow storms. How are you guys? 'Cause that was a
We're
big thing, huh?
fine. It was a big thing. Yeah, that's why. Yeah, because we had to get ready.
Was
Yeah,
it
because
like a kind of like how what's an ice storm? 'Cause we don't get them here. What is that?
well, we do get them. I mean, I think in El Fos, I've been in ice storms before,
Okay.
but it's a lot of hail. So you have a freezing rain, and then it dips down below, and it affects all of the power lines,
Wow.
and trees
Yeah, we do
break.
have that. Yeah,
And
yeah,
yeah, you do, because I've been in France and been in an ice storm.
yeah.
So it's, yeah, but for, maybe where you are, it's un peu plus douce.
Yeah,
Elle
that's true.
est plus douce la France, peut-être là,
Yeah,
but.
we're because we have a kind of almost microclimate because it's very humid here. We have so many trees, so we kind of are not, we don't get really big cold, like cold spells, you know, it goes over quite quick. And we're in the bottom of the valley as well, so we're like closest to the water, so it's less intense than say up the road where they're at the top of the hill as well. So that makes a
Yes.
big difference.
Yeah,
So
yeah.
how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Like I feel like I'm surviving, like I feel fine on one level, like my spirit is fine. And I feel happy and confident. And then the reality of the world we're living in, everything is hard, you know? It just feels like, you know, gasping for air, kind of. But also at the same time, it feels fine. So it's a weird feeling. Do you have that
I
feeling?
feel, yes, I feel the same. Did you see Betsy's latest email that she sent out?
No.
And it was, it's really good. And she said one of the things that she hates, well, one of the effects of ascension that she dislikes the most. I should say that. She said dislike, I shouldn't say hates, but I was like, yeah, I hate that too.
I was
No.
saying that to Sophia yesterday. I was like, don't say hate. And I was like, yeah, I say hate all the
It's like, well, anyway, is the feeling of apathy, like you're not moving forward. I'm not doing enough to propel, but she said it is one of the side effects of ascension, and just be patient to go through, because we struggle, we have great ideas and we go, okay, I'm going to do that. And
Yeah.
I'm blah, 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 blah. And then nothing, it doesn't yield the results that we think that
That's
we expect.
exactly what I've been going through. It's like I get so like, oh my God, that's what I meant to do. And then yeah, the results don't come, and then I just lose confidence. And then I'm like, oh shit, I don't know if that's what I'm supposed to do. I've lost that trail. Like, it's like, yeah, it's like losing your trail all the time and then having to
Well,
reassess. Oh, it's hard.
so right before our call, a friend of mine that I do a lot of channelings for, and she works, we're in Course in Miracles together, and she had a thought, she had a talk with her guides, and she just happened to share it with me, and I thought, oh, perfect timing. Is she Have you ever read the book Jonathan Livingston Seagull? It's an old
I
1960s,
have a
1970s book.
long time ago.
Me too, a long time ago. But there's a time when he leaves the flock and he tries so hard to fly higher and higher and higher, and he gets knocked down by storms, and he goes higher and higher and higher and knocked down by storms. And Suzanne said that her guide said, you're at a higher place. You're not going to be knocked down by the storms as much. You're in a gentler place now. And I thought about that. I thought, when we're first learning to channel and use it, and you feel kind of like knocked back, but you fly higher, and you're aware very much of that, the height that you've gained,
Yeah,
right?
true.
And then you kind of get knocked back, and then you work hard and you feel yourself going higher and higher and higher. The truth of the matter is that you're a master already now. You've achieved, you're up in that spot.
And that's where I feel like I know nothing.
Yes.
Like, before it was so like, oh, and now it, yeah, it's exactly that. It's like, who am I? Where am I going?
Right, well, you felt the breakthroughs
Yeah,
before, the huge breakthroughs,
definitely, definitely.
but you're there all the time now.
Yeah, it's
So,
true. And so the things go past quick. But it's definitely that motion. And then it's like in some part of me, I'm so confident. I said to my clients, I was like, if ever there's like a really big crisis, you can all come to my house because I'll know I can manage it, And then at the same time, I'm like, oh, but it's just so annoying. Can it not just be more fun a bit,
I know. I think
It's so annoying. I mean, I know we asked to come here and do this, but then when you're here, it's really, really like challenging. But at the same time, it's exactly what my soul wants. So it's really this paradox constantly. And then for me, where it gets me is my confidence. So it's like, I'll be really like, we're all fine, guys. Don't worry. And then, like, the next moment, I'll be like, oh
No.
God. And I'm like, what am I doing? Who am I? Where am I going? What's the point?
Where, how's your group going? How did you? So
Yeah, so.
I've been nuts, but I wanted to join your group if it's
Yeah.
going
Well,
well, you
the,
know.
well, that's the whole point. I think, I think that explains it. It's like, so I do contemporary dance now. I do two sports, which is contemporary dance and then muscu, body work, like
Yeah.
bodybuilding.
Oui. Oui.
And I love bodybuilding and then dance. I love dancing. I love free dancing. But this class is very, very challenging for me because it's like performance. Contemporary dance is performance dance. So for me, that's not my thing. Like, I don't like performing. It's terrifying. I'd never be, as a little kid, it was never my thing, never has been. And yet, so there's this kind of ongoing thing in my life right now where they're saying, take your space, take your space, take your authority, be the goddess, like just claim the space. And in the dance class this week, we had at the end of the dance, so it's kind of like a what they call a labo, so she's like, okay.
Yes.
So this group, so you're gonna go up and we're gonna watch you. And I'm like every week, and I've been doing it since September, and every week I'm like, oh fuck, I have to sit in the back. I don't wanna do this. Like I'm really like, oh. And then this week in the middle of our group session, she's like, Ali Akasha, prends ta place, vas-y, mets-toi au milieu, vas-y, vas-y. And I was just paralyzed. I was like, I don't know what to do. Like, I almost felt like I was going to choke. It was like, and so I was like, I can't perform. I can't dance like some stupid mental dancer. I just can't do it. So I was like, I don't know what to do other than this. And I completely. I just danced my frustration. I was just like, ah! And I started screaming and rolling around. And at the end, everyone was like, oh, that was really good. And I was like, oh my God, it's so embarrassing. But I couldn't do anything other than that. And I went back and I was just like, that's my problem right now. I take up a lot of space. I'm very noisy, but I don't want to take up a lot of space. But I do. And so it's like, oh, this kind of, I don't know if that's anything relates to you, but it's exactly. So my group has been not really like, I have my fidèle women that are great, but I'm not making
Yes, yes,
enough
yes.
money. Like, money is really, really bad for me at the moment. And yet, many, many, many gifts come my way. So it's kind of, but I've been overdraft for 2 years solid, over minus 500 every month, every month, every month. Like, I managed to pay it
Oh,
back
no.
every month, but it goes down every month. And it's just like, oh my God. And I've never had that really bad like that ever, ever. And every time I'm supposed to push, like make my sales page, promote my work, I just am like, I can't be bothered. Like, I
Yeah.
feel like I'm lazy, like not lazy, but I just like, I'm like,
You are not at
oh,
all.
I can't be bothered.
I think it's part of what she was talking about, Betsy was talking about. It is because I'm the same way. I'm like, well, I have all these messages I could send out, and an email campaign, and I don't. I'm just like, I'm like, well, I get two or three readings a week. I'm happy. That's good.
Yeah,
Because
that's it.
I'm getting a pension. I'm not having to,
Yeah, see, I'm a single mum and there's no money coming in, so
I know. See,
it's stressful.
it is very stressful for you, extremely.
But I manage some weird way. It kind of keeps clocking over. Just getting money from random sources, or a client will phone, or there'll be little, like I went to lunch. Yannick was like, oh, would you like, we're not together, but we're kind of sort of hanging out, and he was like, do you want to go for lunch? And I was like, okay. So I was at the restaurant for lunch, but I'm minus like 575, and my bank was phoning me and being like, what the
But you needed to do that. You're so brave. You are
exactly.
so brave.
That's
You
what I
have
feel.
to
I
do.
feel I'm in training, and the universe is showing me, like, for a couple of years though, but it's been, you got to stop worrying, and you don't need to ever worry, ever, ever, ever. And it's true that every time, like this last 6 months, like there's times where I didn't have toilet paper, like it was that bad, and I didn't have the money from my card. I couldn't buy petrol on my credit card. But for some weird reason, that was the funniest moment, because it was like everything became precious. Like the toilet roll became precious, the food became precious, like every little thing. I was like, oh, I'm going to cut that piece of apple, and I'm going to keep that piece for later, so Sophia has a nap, like a little snack, da da da. And it wasn't painful. It was actually like, oh, this feels really kind of healthy. In an, I wouldn't tell people that, by the way, because it's embarrassing. Yeah.
It's not embarrassing, but I understand.
Yeah.
I was a single mom at some point in my
That's
life,
true. Yeah.
too.
Yes, yeah,
So
so yeah.
I
It's funny, a
did.
lot of my teachers, I think all of you have been single mums. Like Betsy was a single mum.
Oh, for longer than I was.
Yeah, and two of my teachers here, they were single mums. Oh no, one woman isn't. Okay, that's good. It's not all.
Well, I'm not now. God bless me.
Yeah,
God bless me.
you've got,
Really
yeah.
sweet man with a really, really sweet man. I always wish, I'm like, for you and Betsy, I wish you could find somebody like my
Yeah.
husband. I don't know how I didn't do it.
I
It was
know.
total God. It was
I feel it's
completely
weird
God. I
because
didn't.
I know Yannick and I don't think we'll stay together, but he is the sweetest man ever, though. So I've been working with him a little bit to get some money in, because he does woodwork. So he's building some stairs, and he had to carry these big oak wood things, and he couldn't do it on his own. So he was like, oh, I'll pay you to do it. And I was like, okay. But I don't know
I'll
what's
take
gonna,
it.
yeah, like I'll do anything. No, but my friend too offered me a job to do cleaning, which I've done loads of in my life. But then she was like, I don't think you'll be very good at it. She was like, I think you should just stick to your work. No, because she knows my work, and I think she was just like, just stay focused. So,
Yeah, your work is well, okay. So some cards dropped out for you. So both for you, these are from your deck.
that Andromeda? Did that drop out? Is it?
Yes, I
Yes,
wondered.
they've been
No,
with me
this is
all week.
the order in which they fell for you.
Okay, I also picked you one, so.
I know what that. I knew you would. I knew you would. So, Andromeda, you know these. You know, the mind, the mental.
I know. I picked that a couple of weeks ago with my friends. My brother's friends were around, and one of them said, "Oh, can I pick a card?" And that came out for him, and then it came out for me exactly afterwards. So yes, the mind. I totally get it. You don't need to read it. I've got it.
Well, you wrote these, you channeled these, you know these,
I
and
mean.
you work with these all the time. But if I could read some of it for you if you want. Do you need to hear it?
No, I think unless there's something that sort of stuck out to you that you were like, oh, I need to say that. If not, I think I totally get it.
I think you do. I think you do.
Yeah.
So I know that these cards are really for both of us. The second card was Tabitha.
Oh, wow. Take
Power.
action. Yeah, it's power, but it's morphed into action, that card. It's like, just go for it.
Well, it is, but there is this one. Am I afraid of my greatness and my power?
I'm terrified. Yeah.
Well,
Do you feel that?
I am here to represent that courage. You can place myself and Madge in your solar plexus, which I think your solar plexus could use that. It'll help to build and support your solar plexus. But I love this card. This is beautiful. This
Yeah, and
is
it's linked
beautiful.
to, you know, the one with the plat with the in the avatars, you know, that comes in that message. Do you know, have you seen Avatar, the movie?
No, years ago, not recently.
Okay, because basically they have animals that they get the horse kind of animal, and the plat of the horse goes into their plat. You know, they have long plats, so they're
That's
And they
right.
connect, and the message is spirits the horse. So you just need to, you know, like when you're horse riding, just kind of, you know, it's almost like you become a centaur, you know, like you anchor yourself into the horse, and then the horse guides you. And then spirit is the horse, you know, so you just have to follow the lead. That's all. But you have to be willing to surrender, I guess, to get it right.
Beautiful. That's beautiful. You just channeled that for both of us. Thank
Yeah,
you.
that's what I needed to hear.
You did. That was beautiful. Okay. Hathor. Pleasure.
She's been with us a lot too. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, dear one, you've come through so many difficult times, and yet you still stand strong, loving, and full of integrity. You are true, you are worthy, and you deserve all the love of the universe.
No.
Oh, so sweet one. I'm going to read this. So, sweet one, open your arms to the abundance and beauty of the universe. Come and receive the golden nectar of life like you have never tasted before. Feel the pleasure of life running through all the fluids of your body. This is your birthright, beloved. Be pleasure, feel pleasure. Know that this is always here for you. Ask and it will be given. Just as Jesus said, do you remember? Ask and it will be given to
Yeah,
you.
asking it will be given.
And you have asked, and that's what you're given, this beautiful spirit that is so expanded. I mean, that's you, your pure joy. And I saw you belly dancing. Have you ever taken belly dancing before?
I have, yeah, a long time ago, yeah, with Egyptian belly dancing, so it's less kind of revealing, you're more covered. But dancing, yeah, is just the best thing in the world for me.
It is. Even if you have to perform, huh?
Well, that's the thing. Like, I don't know. I think maybe I'm more of a tribal person where everybody performs together. You know, there's not like an audience. I think that's more of a kind of Western civilization thing. I think I'm more of like, you know, dancing for rain or dancing for the trees, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. That's why I thought, when you were talking. So you weren't up there dancing by yourself, were you?
No, I was in a group, but
Group.
she called me to the front in the middle of the performance. She was
In
like,
the front.
yeah.
By Zippo, I heard that. Go for it, go for it. Take your place.
And
But I
I
didn't know
was
that in
petrified.
front.
Yeah. And the first memory I have of my past lives, which was a recurrent dream as a little kid, which was I used to wake up because I was being squished by this stone, basically, which I understood later. And then when I went to see a shamanic healer, and she was like, "You were a musician, a man who played the lute, for the Roman emperor in the Roman Empire, and he asked you to always play the same thing. And one day I just couldn't play the same thing anymore. And he took it as an offense. And then I was sent to be killed." So I think when I in the performance thing for me is, oh my God, I'm gonna get it wrong. And if I get it wrong, I'm gonna be killed. That's what it feels like. It's that kind of, so I'm trying to get over that, which I think I am. But yeah, it's the taking the place is so scary at the moment, and it's coming up in everything. So I think my group, you were asking, it's like I'm always wanting to go, hey, you do it, you do it, you do it, like I'm like, you can shine. And because I see people's gifts as well, I think I'm always like wanting to encourage that, but then they're saying, take your space, take your space. So I think I will eventually. It just takes a while.
I think you do. I look at your some of your Facebook posts. Several, I can't open all of them sometimes, but and I remember the one. I thought this was great. You talked about somebody spoke to you about you couldn't do something because you were a little girl or you were a girl. It's something
That me
like
running in the forest.
that
That
was
was
great.
my granddad. He at one dinner, he said, "Les filles sont censées être vues et pas entendues." And I was like, and I remember I had tears running down my face, and my dad, who was way wiser than my granddad, he just touched me. He said, "There's no point you getting angry right now. Just contain it." And I was furious. And so when I did that video, I was like, the only remedy for that is running naked in the
Through the
forest.
forest. It great. So you have such courage, and you bring forth a lot for everybody.
That's how I feel about my work, is for sure. So for you, I picked again Archangel Raphael. So did he come in last time? Was that what I channeled for you? I can't remember.
Oh, I can't remember either, but I do believe so.
Yeah, and he in the well, the last video I channeled was him, so I was really happy when he came out again, because it was like showing, the confirmation of that, and also the healing energy. And also for me, there's like this sensitivity that, I think they're showing me the animals again, but it's more you, how to say it, the very sensitive side of you, that you just want to heal everyone if you could, just like bring everyone to your heart, like Mother Mary, but which she also dropped out here, because I have this card in my diary which is randomly in this. I'm your picture
Oh,
behind me.
I have that picture. I have
Do
that picture on my in my bedroom.
What?
I have
That's crazy, because this is
that
my granddad's. It was in my granddad's stuff, and I don't know how it ended up in my little diary, that I use for work at the moment. And it just came out, and then it just ended there. And then when we started the session, I flicked my book and I saw it, and then I saw it behind on your wall, and I was like, that's crazy. So Mother Mary, yeah, bringing everyone close to your heart. They're also showing me the grapes. So I think for you too, like abundance and receiving is important. Like just not hesitating to ask for the right price, putting prices up or that kind of thing. That's what they're saying. They were talking about that earlier. And then you are a healer, and I think I don't know if you do that. Do you do animal healing? Is that part of your job?
I do some animal communication.
That's it. Okay. Because that's a, did you say you heal the animals as well or not? Like, or you.
I do Reiki healing on the animals when I can.
Okay. So you do that. Okay. Because that's what I was seeing earlier. Like, you go into their body and things are tweaked or changed or things are heard. And I think, yeah, there's definitely that. Kind of the kingdom, the animal kingdom that's like messaging through you. That's really, really strong. I saw that this morning when I was in my car. And then is, yeah, an Archangel Raphael. Is it, do you doubt that you have, like, do you doubt of your strength or your power or, 'cause he's saying she's very, very strong, powerful healer. Do you doubt that?
I do sometimes doubt it. Yes, of
Yeah.
course.
So he's saying your hands, they're showing me. Do you get arthritis in your hands or any blocked energy in your hands ever?
Sometimes,
Okay.
yes, sometimes in the
Okay. Because that he's showing me that, and there's like this need to, what is it? I don't wait, I haven't seen yet why, but it's something about letting it flow out. Sometimes maybe you don't dare. It's almost
Yes,
like you're
that's
like, oh
true.
no, I don't want them to think I'm a witch now. And then it's like, but actually it's like maybe just even that, like let it go out. Wow, that feels really good. Try that. Just put your hands up.
It
And it,
does. I can feel it going right now.
yeah, instead of blocking it. I wonder what, why he's saying that. Well, he says, you know why. And yeah, it's a fear of past lives that also they're saying about being a witch, like being killed for healing. And they're showing me
For
like,
healing.
the green energy is really important. Obviously, his energy comes in as green for me and most people.
Me too.
But there's also the nature aspect. So they're showing me a link of him and nature. Okay. So this is like past life. It's also solar plexus. So I think we'll both be working on that today. And it's. There's almost like I can see like a woman in the forest, and it's almost like this feeling of a little bit of a despair, like kind of, oh God, these stupid humans a bit, like we're so slow. Like, why are you killing people that are doing good? That kind of energy. And so I think maybe that's a sort of like we are finally coming full circle, and not to attach ourselves to that old story. That's what the message is there. But there could be a connection to that woman that you were in a past life. And it's very, very green. And I'm wondering if it's not Irish, but I don't know if I've told you that before. Have we ever talked about a life in Ireland? No?
No,
Okay.
but I love Our Lady of Knock.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know Our Lady of Knock?
Wait, I know a place called Knock, but I didn't
Knock.
hear.
You know, there was an apparition of Our Lady.
Ah, okay. Well, wait, where's Knock? Because I've been there. Where is that again?
Ireland. I have not been.
Where's Knock? That's close to where I used to live, I think. Wait, I can't remember now. I'm blanking completely, but where is that? Ah, yeah, okay. So definitely the link with Raphael and Mary. That's really strong in you. Wow. That's so, that makes me want to cry. It's so nice. I
You know.
love them so much. And then they're just like, they're like, yeah. Yeah, that's what I'm getting. Oh, so
Beautiful.
beautiful. Yes, yeah, so
Oh,
nice.
that's beautiful.
Oh.
Well,
Oh wait,
thank
there's more, there's more. The
okay, thank you.
wells, the sacred well, the water, the wells. There might be some around you that you go to or you pray at as well. Obviously the Mary connection, but they're all around the world, they're saying. Those wells, the wells. That's all I'm hearing. Do you have a well near your house?
Of course I do. I
Okay.
live in the country. We have a
Yeah,
well.
so do we.
It's not a sacred well, but it is sacred to us
Yes,
because
same.
that's our life force of water.
Yeah, that's it. So
Yeah.
that's
Water.
where you, if ever your hands are like, like, if there's misused energy or more, you can go there and just place it with the water or something. There's something about cleansing your hands, and just because what they're saying is you suck up a lot of energy for everyone, and so that will be one is allowing it to flow through your hands without any care what other people think. It's like, can't be bothered. That's the cool thing of getting older as well. You know the way they say you can be selective.
Well, you can be eccentric,
Eccentric,
and
that's
then
it.
it's not as,
Yeah, they're
you
just like, oh, they just dis they don't see, like, a lot of people don't see people when they're older. They don't really, you know what I mean? You're often dismissed. It's not fair, but in some way you can use that to your advantage. So you're just like, well, I'm just gonna do this right now. And then the other bits, the well can recharge and cleanse off for you.
Okay,
Like a
that's
crystal, you're like a crystal, you need that cleansing and then you
okay.
need the charging. That's what they're showing.
That's why I always like to go to Lourdes. Lourdes
Yeah.
always recharges me, and
Wow.
to go as often I'd live there if I could, but
So that's what they're saying. So you can teleport, even if, so say you're at your well where you live, you can imagine through the connection of the water grid system, you can be in Lourdes like that, like the apparition. You can do that, they're saying. So like right now, you and I can be at Lourdes, at the source, the cave.
Tu connais?
Yeah,
Est-ce que
I've
tu
been there.
connais?
Yeah, I went when I was about 16 because I went on the colonie de vacances,
Oui.
and that's where one randomly I got sent there, and I went into the
Randomly. That
colonie. Yeah,
was
no,
not
but
randomly.
I had no idea. My dad's an atheist, and my mum was, so I just randomly was there. But I remember. And I fell in love near there with this black guy that was so cute. And anyway, it was so random. But yeah, and we were doing canyoning. So we were in the water in the Pyrenees the whole 2 weeks, you know?
La 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 la.
Yeah. But I remember we stopped at Lourdes. And I think there was a changeover of bus or something. But we were at the Lourdes. But I haven't been, and I'd like to take Sophia. So I have to go back.
Yeah,
But we
yeah.
can go there now. That's what they're saying. We can go there now.
C'est magnifique. Well, I feel like you're there with me, and we're right there at the
Yeah,
grotto.
exactly.
And you can see right where she was.
Yeah.
So, in fact, I have it right here. Hold on, I'll show it to you. Can you see it? Let's see. Da, 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 da.
Oh,
There.
wow, yeah.
Yeah. Well,
No, I'm
I'm
on
not good at
camera.
this. Hold
No,
on.
no, no,
There
no.
you
Oh,
go.
that's so cool.
Toujours devant moi, toujours.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That was
Devant
beautiful.
et derrière.
Et derrière,
Et
oui,
devant aussi.
c'est la famille. Et ça, c'est la famille, la sainte famille.
Yeah.
Ah. Oui, toujours, yeah. Oui, toujours
Looks
avec
like
moi.
Sophia the baby when she was little. Little curly cherub hair. Oh,
Oh,
okay.
beautiful. Oh.
Yeah. Should we do a kind of prayer for opening, and then we can I channel and then you channel, and we or both? We just
You
do
already
the
channeled. You already
yeah.
channeled. Let's do. Here, I can start. So,
Okay,
babe,
perfect.
why don't you just receive?
Okay, oh, that's so sweet. Thanks.
All right. So I'm going to ask, which we've already called it in presence of 100,000 angels to be around us. Thank you, dear God. Thank you for this opportunity for us to be together, and thank you, Akasha, for setting it up. Feel like we're in the same room together. What a blessing. But dear God, I do ask that the love that we share be used all over the planet. Just send it out and let anyone who is in need of love and lifting receive it. We have an abundance between the two of us. Thank you so much for this beautiful woman that is my friend. And so I call upon our guides and angels to be with us who are here, ever present, anyway. And so the council, I'm upstairs, and the council of 12 came marching up the stairs when, right before you got on, I was like, hello. And so they've been here. But because our channeling is a prayer, Jesus said, or two or more gathered, prayer, there I am. Beloved Lord Jesus, thank you for always governing all of our love, light, and helping us to bring it all forward. Good. So I ask for a beautiful message of love for Akasha. Greetings, most. I need to do something. Hold on. She said to put this on.
Oh,
I need
wow.
to do this. Okay.
Yes, I love that.
Greetings, my most beloved daughter of light, Akasha. Nancy, you have always been my girl. All of your life, I have been with you. I was with you even in your crib, beloved one, and you would look up and you would see me. Yes, beloved one, you were greatly loved by your parents, but there were times when you had, where you felt a little bit abandoned. Beloved one, I was there for you in all ways. You have grown into the most magnificent mother. All of your talents and love are being poured into your daughter. She is magnificent and great. And she will make great changes in the world. Ah, for her heart is grand and her courage is immense. She is the perfect blend in all ways of the new human that is being installed upon the earth. For her DNA is now crystalline based. She has made the transition. Ah, that is why perhaps she can be as hard as a rock. And you're thinking, oh my goodness, her head is made of granite. But know that this will serve her well, and this is needed, for she will stand firm on that which is true, that which is correct in all ways. She will be a protectress of the undertrodden. And in fact, she is even doing that at school at this moment where she is. She has just stamped her foot and said, non, c'est pas vrai. Non, non. And so, beloved mother, you have taught her this and you have given it to her in your understanding and in your nourishment of her soul. So, first of all, I wanted to commend you as mother. And now, that which is within you, beloved one, let it free. Be like a little bulle where you are flying everywhere and your magnificence is shining, for you are not too much. There is nothing about you that is too much. You are grand. Did you know that your aura expands about 12 feet around you, much farther than normal human beings who have incarnated for about 4 foot?
Okay, that makes
I
sense.
did not know this. Okay. And so when you say, beloved one, that you are larger than life, it is so true. Allow it to be. Allow it to be. For you change everyone. You change the molecules 12 feet out from you. So you know that this is your work, is to do that, to bring everyone in alignment with love, because love is all there is. That is who you are. That's who you've always been, who you will continue to be. So cast your fears aside, beloved one. And I do realize and know how difficult it is to navigate the world in the hardness of the world at this time, as it has grown that way in society. But you are paving the way for Sophia, and you're doing a wonderful job changing all of those around you. And so you are being surrounded at this moment by the Council of 12. All right. So just feel it
You can feel it.
and know that they are imbuing you with gifts of confidence. St a structure, a new type of structure. I don't know what it is, but it's like tearing down the structure that's already there, and there's a new one coming in you. And so they are just supporting you, and you are, beloved one, to continue all of the avenues that you try. Place your new ideas out, for one will be a smoother path for you, but you will not know until you walk down the path a little bit. If the path disappears and there are just weeds, you go, all right, back to the fork in the road, and let's see, how about this path? One will be smoother, but you will not know until you have tried it. This is how you encourage others, because with your courage, you walk out and you do try it, and you come back with that beautiful smile of yours and goes, well, that would not go very far, but okay, we'll try another one. So that wonderful joy of yours has always been a light, especially to your dad, who's here with you. Your papa loved you very, very much. He did not have the best tools to work with himself. He was not given all of the tools by society, but he did the best that he could with you and your brother. He adored you, but especially you, beloved one. He was a papa gâteau. To you. Oh, he is with you, and I can see him. He's to your left. I see him right there next to you, right there.
Was
And
his birthday on the 23rd. It was his
oh
birthday.
my, bon anniversaire, papa. But he was just now stroking your hair, so.
Oh, I feel him more a lot, like way more than when he was alive. I feel He's very, very often around. I'm like, go away.
Oh, he's not. He's
No, no,
very
for joke,
efficient.
for
I
joke.
know that was a joke, but no, he's very, yeah, he can be better.
Yeah,
Yeah, and
he's
fully
I'm
well.
yeah,
He's fully
that's what I think.
restored and fully well.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah, I feel he's all my even my brother and well, the other one doesn't talk about that kind of thing, but my mum, we all, even my aunt, we're always like, oh, he's always around. Yeah,
And
and
he's
I
so
feel,
happy. So,
yeah, he's always, I think, you know, because I always find coins and then we see the buzzards and, you know, he's always around. So that's really sweet. Ah, thank you so much.
you're welcome. You know, she's with you all the time too. And it feels like you really needed her today.
Yeah, like I think my mum's been sick again and it's been really stressing me out. And, you know, she's got a thyroid problem. So she sort of has these big, like, kind of ups and downs. And my mum's so connected to Mother Mary as well because of the church. And when Wayne, you know, Wayne Brewer, who does the Arcturian cleanses, you know, when he came to do, well, a distant healing on the church here, because my mum lives in the house next to the church, you know, the presbytère.
J'ai oublié.
But when he was working with Jesus in his channeling, so the Arcturian channel and then Jesus in the middle, but when he started working with my mum, that's when Mary came in, you know. And he had, because she was in France, and I don't know, there must have been a link at that point. So I really feel my mum, I always think of her main guide being Mary. So I'm going to tell her because I think that'll just be so good for her to hear that.
It is. Well, let's see what. Oh, yeah, Mary's walking with her. I can say, how tall is your mom? Because Mary looks a little shorter than your mom. Is your mom?
So I'm 170, 1 meter 70. So I'm 5'8", and then mum must be about maybe like 5'7", maybe a bit
Okay.
less.
Mary's a little bit shorter.
Oh, how tall is she? That's funny. I never thought of that. How tall is she?
Oh, in about 5 foot.
Okay, she's small. Okay, well.
Oh, she's small. So I see her.
She's so huge for me, that's why.
Oh, she's such a presence. But she's physically walking with your mom right now, because your
Oh.
mom does not like doing these roller coaster things either. It's crazy making.
But
So.
then she said today, which was good, she said, I've had a breakthrough, I've had another breakthrough, and it's all about the baby on the breast. So that's Mother Mary for me as well, you know, it's like breast milk, and, you know, so. Yeah, it makes sense. Like she's okay. I spoke to her, and I think, but the fact that I can tell her that Mary's with her to confirm that again is so good.
She's walking with her, their
Yeah.
hand in hand, but
Wow.
she's shorter. They're
That's.
friends, so they look like, so Mary's just about your age looking at this.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and your mom is my age, so.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, 'cause you're the exact same age as mum, aren't you? You're born in
No, this
65.
wasn't, just wasn't enough.
Ah no, ah, t'as 69, donc elle a 71. So she's 2 years older than you. So you were born in 57. She's
56, 50.
50. Okay, so you're gonna
This year
be.
I'll be 70.
That's
This year.
right. She's just turned 71, just before my dad on the 20th. That's why.
Oh la la.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah. You're 56, like Jan, my mother-in-law. So, well, ex-mother-in-law, but she's mother-in-love, we call her.
Oui, non, c'est bien, okay. Et
Wow.
elle est toujours là. Qu'est-ce que tu veux
Yeah.
dire?
As the question I had was just when the Council of 12 came in, Who are the Council of 12 exactly? Like, do we know, or is it just.
Je ne sais pas.
Oh.
I always just see them in monks' robes.
Yeah, that's it. But I was wondering, because I felt Metatron and I was like, oh, I don't know if he's part of the Council of 12. That's different, isn't it? It's when you said structure, I saw kind of like sacred geometric, and that made
I
me.
did too. I
So
did too.
maybe. And he's my PA when I forget to actually call on him, but he's like when I need help to organize myself because I'm not a very organized person. Then he comes in, really helps me out.
Merci.
Oh, gosh.
Well, so Saint Germain popped in.
Ah. I
Or
love
he
it. He's been coming in and I'm a lot. He's linked to my brother as well, the brother who lives here.
But he's a businessman.
Oh, really? Okay, see, I didn't know that.
Businessman. So he will help you with
Okay, that's good.
organization. He
Oh,
will
wow.
help you with organization and making sure too that things are cleansed for
Yeah.
you.
Oh,
You know,
yeah.
like, so as you go through and you're thinking, okay, I'm going to do this or I'm going to do that, take it to your heart and then bring in the violet flame
Yeah.
and have it cleansed before.
Yeah. Perfect. Yeah,
And if
I did that yesterday. I was like, not with the violet flame, but with Archangel Michael, and I was just really conscious about this thing I did, and I was like, oh, I need to do that. That's really good that I be. So I'll bring in the violet flame too when I call Michael. That's really
yes,
good.
no, that will help. And Saint Germain will talk to you and say, that's a good idea, or maybe put
Yeah.
that one on the back burner.
Yeah. Which I'm, because, yeah, that I've got a lot of things juggling and. Wait, what do I have a question? I feel like I have a question, but now I'm like, oh, what's my question? Honestly, it's so good what they said. Like, everything answered exactly what I was going through. Like, it was so, like, I just felt all the warmth, the way they came around me. It made me cry, the fact that my dad was there, and it was just everything made so much, like it was just so, like, you know, it's always the right words. It's like exactly what I need to hear. You know, it's just so heartfelt. It's like you couldn't make it up. It's just so, oh, so good. And I guess maybe my question is like, because when you read the Hathor card at the beginning, I felt like there was part of me that was just like resisting. And I feel like that's kind of where I'm at, even with the dance. It's like there's a part of me that's really, really, really frightened to be big, I think. And that 12, the 12. The 12 feet thing made so much sense because I've been told so many times, oh, you're overtaking space, come back to your body. And I'm like, I can't control it. It's just, and that's why I'm sort of sucking in and I can take it, but it's just like, it's sometimes so overwhelming because I'm just like, ah. I was listening to Pam Gregory. Do you listen to her, the astrologer lady?
Every
Yeah.
once in a while, not very often, but every once in a while.
Well, she was talking to the lady that had worked with these very, very handicapped kids, you know, that are telepathically communicating. And it made me feel like, you know, their sort of spirit body was so evolved, you know, and yet their body wasn't. And I was like, sometimes that's how I feel, like, even though I'm not handicapped and I'm not at that level, but I'm just like, oh, it's like really, really, really sensitive to stuff, and so it's kind of really quite overwhelming sometimes.
So what she showed me just now was, do you remember what Archangel Raphael just said? That I should just go like this, and I will.
Yes.
And so if you just do that, then nothing will, will only love will come in. and nothing else. And so you just do that, and then you can sp you're not squishing your aura yourself, because you're squishing your
That's
aura.
how it feels. That's exactly it. And
Squishing.
it's the fear of bothering. And when they said you're not going to bother. And the other thing, just to say about Sophia, which is so funny, because she's been so like she is really ruthless. Like, and sometimes I'm like, oh my God, I've created this kid. Oh no. And her dad was an absolute, sorry, I'm gonna swear, but prick this week, because he sent me this most horrible messages. And it really, I had a panic attack on my dad's birthday, actually, for the first time in my life. I was really like, ooh, freaking out. And I drank too much coffee at Yannick's and then started having a full body panic attack,
Wasn't
which I
horrible.
turned into a healing. It was
Oh, thank
fine.
God. Good.
I managed to, he held space so beautifully, but I was able to just go for it. And I was throwing up and everything. It was really intense. But I just was like, because Sophia doesn't like her dad. We went to the States. She doesn't like her dad. It's just, and he was like, I want to talk to Sophia. And I was like, she doesn't want to talk to you. Maybe you could play video games on the phone or maybe do something or blah, blah, blah. And then he just shut me down. He was like, you're a bad mom. You don't have boundaries. Sophia is an evil, not evil, but he was like, I need to protect myself from both of you. And it was just,
Well,
it.
then just say, well, go for it.
Yeah. Well, that's why I didn't reply. I didn't reply, and I was just like, okay. But the thing is, it was like Sophia was just like, don't give a shit. She was just, I was struggling, but she was just like, I don't like my dad, mum. Like, and I was like, well, I understand he's not very likable, you know? So yeah, that was the whole ugh. Anyway, but thank you so much. I don't actually have any questions. I feel really like, you know, it's all gonna become clear. That's how it feels. Do you ever have that when you f want to find a question, but everything
Yes.
answers itself?
Yes. Whenever I had, and that's the reading that I had with you last, and this one today, that was perfect. What you
Can
said.
I channel a bit more for you though?
Yes,
Is
I would
that
love
possible?
for you to.
Thank you. I really want to. It's
I
but
really want to
that's
do.
funny, because since Betsy's booster cast, before I was a bit like, oh, I don't know if I can do this. And now I feel like I'm totally not bothered. I'm like, I can do this really good. It's weird.
You're a wonderful channel.
Ah, thank you.
Good.
So are you. Oh my God. You're
Thank
amazing.
you.
Okay, so I called upon 100,000 angels. I asked for beautiful anchoring angels for our feet, four of them, for highest and best good, and to be lifted up to the highest degree of light with Orion and the 100,000 angels, Mary, Jesus. Jesus is coming in so strong, I love it. And Archangel Raphael, can you please come into this space? Thank you so much for allowing us to channel and have this beautiful ability and gift and be free to do so in this lifetime. Thank you for Jana Lynn and her beautiful energy and heart. Thank you to allow us to connect together and be in this healing space. Archangel Raphael, will you deliver this message of light? Thank you. And I ask to be a pure neutral channel. Okay, first of all, so Saint Germain, can you come and cleanse us and all our spaces with the violet flame now? This is I, Archangel Raphael, Michael, and Metatron, and we come in as a collective with Saint Germain, Saint Francis, Jesus, Mother Mary, and toute la clique. Nous sommes tous là. Nous aimerons délivrer ce message en français pour toi, car c'est ta langue, on va dire, ancestrale, qui connecte profondément à ton cœur. Et nous sommes tous là, les maris, les divinités à qui tu pries tous les jours. Et nous aimerons que tu saches à quel point nous t'aimons et que nous sommes là pour t'encourager dans ta poursuite de ton activité et de ton chemin de guérison. Tu es une guérisseuse, tu le sais déjà, mais nous aimons vraiment que tu le valides dans ton cœur et ton plexus solaire pour que tu puisses avancer avec une compréhension de toi-même qui est à la plus haute vibration. Parfois, toutes les deux, Akasha et toi, vous avez une sensation de vouloir vous rétrécir et de vous rapetissir pour ne pas gêner. Mais il est important pour toi, Janeline, de prendre ta place maintenant entièrement. Exige plus de tout de la vie, demande plus et reçois pour toi aussi. Car chaque fois que tu donnes aux autres, d'une façon, tu reçois pour toi-même, et ceci, toutes tes actions sont faites de service, mais toutes les challenges qui se présentent dans ta vie sont pour te montrer à quel point il est essentiel que tu te donnes aussi autant que tu donnes aux autres. Le fait de recevoir a été oublié. Pense à l'image de la prêtresse dans son bain chaud ou bain de lait avec les fruits et l'abondance, les fleurs, les fleurs d'oranger, les plantes qui vivent, qui respirent, qui parlent même tout autour d'elle. Cette énergie de l'impératrice sur le tarot, de l'amour, de la déesse qui reçoit et qui est connectée profondément aux lois de la nature. Tu as cette énergie en toi et ton plexus solaire demande à l'incarner pleinement. Le mot déesse vient au bout des lèvres. Il est important que tu prennes ta place de déesse. Le mot demander en français, en anglais, exprime l'exigence. Exiger quelque chose. I demand, j'exige. Il est important pour que tu prennes cette place comme Sophia le fait. Elle dit j'exige. Et elle a ses standards très élevés. Et il est important que toi aussi, tu aies ces standards élevés. C'est le travail d'Akasha, donc elle pense qu'elle le répète, mais en fait, non, il est important que tu exiges ton trône, tu exiges ton sceptre, ta couronne, etc. Pas des servants, mais des serviteurs qui veulent venir apporter à la reine avec joie. Oui, tout à l'heure, Akasha était avec Yannick et en partant, Yannick, il dit c'est un plaisir. Donc, quand les gens peuvent te servir, pour eux, c'est un plaisir. Donc, leur refuse pas ce plaisir. C'est pas facile pour toi de accepter cela, c'est une nouvelle énergie qui est pas familière, mais tu vas voir, le plus tu le fais, le plus ça va devenir facile pour toi. Oh. They're working on your solar plexus.
I can feel it.
Yeah, it's really strong. And it's so like about loving yourself. If you can let that love in, like really receive it as much as you give to others, you'll see that it will just be like popping. I don't know what they mean by that, but just a flow of energy, or not that there's not that already, but it's like they're saying you've been hearing this for a long time.
Oui.
I'm just asking, okay, Saint Germain, any resistance that Janeline or myself may have to receive that we are worthy of receiving, or that we are allowed to receive, or that it's okay to receive, and for us and the lineages, like the women, the mother lineages, and women on planet Earth at this moment. May it be our birthright, and may it be obvious, like it is to Sophia, the Taurus energy of like. Beauty, pleasure, calm, slowness. I give by receiving with grace. I give by receiving with grace. Thank you. More, please. Thank you. More, please. It's so an unusual. It feels very not familiar, that energy for you. Is that right?
Oh
Is that
gosh, yes. Are you
almost
kidding?
scary? Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is scary.
Like, oh, they're gonna think who they get, what are they gonna think of me? You know, like that kind of like the old granny saying, like, look at that one. She left her children and went to buy herself a dress. No. Like, you know, that kind of, and it's like, whew, that's going back to that's the kind of patriarchy put on us. But actually, if you go way back, the feminine priestesses, that's it. It's like, of course, I get this. Oh gosh, wait, let me just check. Is there anything else you
Oh
think?
my gosh,
Do
this...
you have a question, or how was that? Did that resonate?
No, oh my gosh, I could feel it in my body. It was beautiful. And thank you for channeling in French. That's to say, vraiment, ma langue de cœur, vraiment. Mais je ne parle pas si bien, je ne parle plus. Mais.
Si tu parles régulièrement, tu saurais parler bien, mais c'est quand on parle pas une langue, on perd, ça se
Oui,
perd.
ça se paie facilement.
Même moi, je parlais couramment le français quand je suis allée en Irlande 10 ans après, quand je suis revenue, j'arrivais presque pas à parler, tu vois, et je parlais pourtant vraiment couramment, donc. Donc oui, ça se perd, c'est normal, mais il faut juste le retrouver.
Oui, oh oui, mais c'est difficile de canaliser en français.
Oui,
Les français, ce sont d'abord, well, je pense en français aussi, mais. Mais les mots viennent plus facilement en anglais.
c'est vrai, c'est vrai. Mais
Moi.
c'est une habitude aussi, parce qu'une fois que tu t'habitues, ça devient plus facile. Mais l'anglais, je trouve. Et une langue plus belle à canaliser, pour moi, je trouve c'est un peu plus doux que le français. C'est plus, c'est pour moi, mais ma langue maternelle, c'est l'anglais, donc je sais pas.
Ouais, c'est ça aussi pour moi.
Et là, ils ont dit, le français, c'est ta langue ancestrale. Je crois que c'était ça qu'ils avaient dit.
Oui, tu as dit ça. Ça, c'était. Oui, mais c'est vrai, c'est la vérité. Ma famille est venue de la France, mais
Ok, ta famille de cette vie?
oui, dans le 16e siècle, les Huguenots, on était des, j'étais, ils étaient des Huguenots, Huguenots, Huguenots.
I don't know what that means.
Oh, they fled France because of religious persecution.
And do you know what was your family name then? Did it stay the same, or was it changed?
No, it did not. It was Dubois.
Ah, well,
Horse of the woods,
of
Dubois.
course.
Dubois.
Wow, that's amazing. Oh, so it is ancestral then. So it's your family of French. Wow, that's amazing. I wonder if there's anything else that. Did you have a question or anything that.
They answered it. They answered it. We got a tremendous healing in that. And it was beautiful.
And healing for the ancestors, I hear, you know, like going back, all those sacrificial moments for all the women, you know, holding it all together. And that's so cool. If you want to do this again, would you try and channel in French just for fun? We could just.
Yes, we could. I could. Yeah. I could do that. For you, I could do that.
Okay, because I don't care. I mean, also for me, language and writing and everything is really where not easy both. So it's like I don't care, and I love making up words like Fringlish words, and so
That'd be perfect. As long as,
it makes sense though.
having been a teacher, it's like, did I use the correct verb tense?
Okay,
You're like, was I, so with you, I'll just let it flow.
so for me, that I'm the absolute opposite of that. Like I have none of that structure. Like I don't care at all. And then when people say anything, I get really defensive. I'm like, who gives a shit? They made up the language. Why can't we make up the
Love that.
But I have my Mercury in Sagittarius, so I think that kind of goes with it in the 12th house. So it's like I probably speak better when I'm dreaming than in when I'm awake.
You had great, but your French was perfect just then.
It's much better now because we've been living here a while now. It's almost 10 years we're back here now, so it's quite a long time. I'm just gonna see if there's anything else the guides.
Thank you so
I
much.
really feel that this is like if you want, and it's a bit scary to ask, but if you want to do this regularly, like
I'd love
even,
to.
yeah, I just think this will just so boost our confidence. And when you said, because this is one of my favorite phrases, but you said where two or more gathered, then his presence is something that, what is it? When two or more
Where
gathered.
two or more are gathered in prayer, Jesus said, "There I am."
And that's like, that's what I really feel is true when you said it, because that's a phrase I always say. I'm like, when two people get together, when you're on your own, you can doubt. But when the other person is saying exactly what you feel, then it's like you can't doubt anymore. It just goes away.
No, and the love that we share
Like we're
does
from
go
the,
out into the world.
And the fact that I'm in France, so there's that Mary connection as well. It's really crazy. You know what I mean? Like it's like there's a lot of reasons, and I feel like that's just gonna be so. Okay, so let's do it again. Yay.
Love to. Love to. And
Cool.
thank you to everyone who came and all
Thank you so much.
the direction and just love that we had,
And it's funny because the feeling of it's almost too good. Do you know, like it's like, oh, we shouldn't, like, it's like a bit that energy of the feminine. It's like, do you know, there's that feeling of like we're like, because for me, because you were my teacher and I paid sessions, and then it was like, can I ask this? Is it too much to ask? You know? No, but do you know what I mean? I think it's that energy of like, well, maybe it's okay. Maybe it's okay. You know, we're allowed. We're allowed.
I feel so honored.
me too.
I just and I love our friendship. I mean, you're very, I feel like
Same, same. Okay, that's so good. Okay, now I feel the same, but sometimes I'm like, oh my God, maybe I'm asking for too much.
not at all. Are you crazy?
Yes, I'm crazy. See, did you? That's the
Tu
whole point.
es folle? Tu es folle, oui.
Yeah, I'm totally crazy.
I love it. I love it. And tell Sophia, thank you for staying late at
I'm
9 a.m. to
gonna
get
pick her
her.
up. She
Okay.
was happy to go to the gallery, and she said, "Don't come before we've eaten the goûter." But I'll see if she did have a stomping feet moment. What happened?
That's
Because
great. She had to take up for somebody.
she does all the time. That's her thing.
Right, in
And
particular, I
she'll
mean,
stand and be rejected, but she will not let the injustice. She will not do that. But there's an enquête going on in her school, and the one of the directrices got booted out, and because she was really not nice. Sophia, we left the school because of her having her as a teacher, and then we came back to the school when she didn't have her anymore. So I feel not really bothered by it, but there's a big thing going on in her school at the moment. So I think it's sort of a lot of the parents. Luckily, Sophia said to me, I'm not going into SIPPY because I don't want to learn how to write. And I was like, oh, what? Why is that? Tell me why. And she was like, I don't like the teacher. She's too scary. And she was in the class with her for 1 year. Well, it wasn't, I think it was a whole year actually. But she was with the Ed Sem, you know, the other woman, and then so the bigger group had the other one, so she was witnessing it indirectly, and she never got really shouted at, but she didn't want to go to school, and she was 4, so she was very small, but this lady was like shouting at all the kids, and so but luckily Sophia was like, I'm not doing that. You find another solution. So I'd actually taken her out and then we came back. So I was just, so all the parents are feeling guilty because they left their kids in, but I'm like, no, my kid told me exactly she wasn't gonna do it.
She's strong. She's totally
Very strong.
changed over already to the new breed. She's already there.
Yes. Exactly. She doesn't have the sort of guilt I'm carrying or the kind of, oh no, she's just like, it's not fair. So we're not, it's like, there's no compromise. It's hard. It's very hard, but it's fair. It's so fair. It's
I
like,
know.
you know.
You know, you're the step between your mother and I, you know,
Yes,
like next generation.
exactly.
So you
I'm a bit more than you guys.
more. Yes, and she's over here.
She's on the other level. Like I would consider myself compared to my mum. I remember my mum saying, "Learn to say no, Nan. You have to learn to say no." And I was like, "That's fine. I've got that." But then I'll feel the guilt if I say no. Whereas Sophia's like, "Not my problem."
I love that.
Good. Thank
I know
you.
you've got to go. I
Yes.
love
Okay.
you to the moon and back.
Me too. I
I would
love
have
you.
this.
I love
Thank
you too. You're
you.
my sister. And let's just thank the South, the West, the Northeast, Pachamama, Father Sky, all our guides for being with us. Archangel Michael, please cleanse us across all time, space, dimension, and reality. May we thank you all for being here with us. And may we be fully and completely cleansed at this time and aligned and purified. And that we may fully, without any compromise, take our full extension of our space here on earth and shine our beautiful light. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Amen, amen, a woman.
Oh, I like that. A woman. I like that.
That's why I say amen, amen, a woman.
I
I love you. Lots of love. Do you want to do a circle cleanse, or is that okay? Like a closing, or does
Oh,
that
well,
feel
I'm good.
good?
All I do is I just ask Archangel Michael to take his mighty sword and wield it around each one of us, cutting through cords of attachment to that which is not the highest and the best. Please take it to the light of God to be healed. And now I affirm, Akasha, you are grounded, cleansed, healed, and protected, and glorious. I'm also grounded, cleansed, healed, and protected, and I'll take glorious as well.
Glorious.
Jesus, amen, amen, amen. So, well, what do you think? Once a month? Or
Yeah.
do you, that
Or
would work?
more, whatever you feel.
Or I'll take more. That would be great. That
Okay,
would
should we
maybe
do it? We could do it around the full, and you mean like this is near the full moon, and then we could do one around the new moon, and then
perfect.
do something like that. Yeah.
That sounds great. That sounds great. I love you,
I
sweetheart.
love you totally. Love all
Thank
your family
you.
and the animals, and I'll see you soon.
Okay. Bye,
Bye.
sweetheart. Thanks so
Bye.
much.
Bye.